agriculture, so critical to our state. So we bring in the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Good morning. How you doing, Commish?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Quick follow-up. I received my concealed permit in the mail. Thank you for doing that quick, really quick turnaround on that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're very proud of our team there in licensing to be able to turn those around so quickly and to be able to troubleshoot. And many people wouldn't know this, but, you know, when I was elected Commissioner of Agriculture 2.5 years ago, there were 35,000 backlogged concealed carry weapons permit, dating back for the last 20 years, by the way. And we have went through every one of those and cleared those out, and it's made a big difference. You can get your concealed carries now if you like them. It's not necessary anymore. As you know, we passed constitutional concealed carry, but there are many advantages to having your concealed carry license. Number one, you don't have to wait 3 days to buy a gun. That's probably the big one. But then we have reciprocity with 37 other states. And, of course, God forbid you ever have to use your weapon. If you have a concealed carry card, obviously that would show law enforcement that you've at least went through the process and had some safety training and that you have it. But, again, it's not required to have any longer. There's just some advantages to having it.
Yep, totally agree. And I want to ask you about, it seems like it disappeared from the news. And, you know, I had the heart attack and all that, so I was gone for a little bit. But this smuggling of bio or agro weapons, that was happening. They caught some Chinese nationals trying to sneak some of this stuff in. I mean, how much can you share with us on this? And is this going to be an ongoing issue that we're going to be have to be concerned about?
Well, Bob, I think, well, first of all, I'm very, you're a blessed man to get over your heart attack so quickly where we were praying for you. Number two, yes, when you know, a lot of people in our country, and by the way, this is Chinese and Russian money and other money paying to divide us, believe that those things are hoaxes, right? That China is not actually trying to go to war with the United States, not against our military, they can never win a war like that, but against agriculture, against our population, pitting each other against each other. And you wonder why such venomous attacks are going on, you know, politically. It's because there's a lot of nonprofits and there's a lot of groups receiving that type of money to come in and create disdain. But on the agriculture front, absolutely. I believe they will continue to try over time to wreck any of our industries. This is agriculture we're talking about now, but as you know, I mean, they have bugged or tapped into our utility infrastructure or core infrastructure that we need to run our society, our electrical grids. And they've done these things preparing for a moment where they may turn some of those things off or, God forbid, you know, get some sort of a virus or fungus amongst our food that is debilitating not only to food production, but obviously the humans that eat it. So, yes, that is something we're very concerned about. It's something that not only is your state agriculture office and law enforcement in touch with and understand, but the federal government clearly. And this is something we are continuously getting better at because our technology is better. But the reality is the better our technology gets, the better the bad guys' technology gets. And so it's something we just have to stay very diligent.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I try to share the stories when they do pop up, and that's why we need to constantly be aware. Hey, I had a weird thing happen to me. I opened up a can of dog food yesterday, and it like almost blew up in my face. I mean, it scared the you know what out of both me and Betsy. It was like a bang, like a gunshot going off in my ear, but it was just a, you know, a can of dog food. Now, of course, I was smart enough to throw it away right away. I didn't even bother even smelling it. But is there a mechanism or how should I report something like that so other people don't, you know, possibly get poisoned?
You could certainly post it, or you should could certainly call our office through our consumer services hotline and let us know. We could put out a media alert that this type of dog food bought in this area, you know, that you had that experience. And we have a great team of, you know, that's working for consumer services. We started Operation Safe Summer. We've removed 11,000 hemp packages in the last week from various stores that are illegal in the store. They're targeting our children. We have drawn a very hard line on those things. For instance, what you had happen would fall into that category. We would go out and investigate, but we certainly would put out a consumer alert to let folks in that region know. And we would put out a statewide alert, but we'd be very specific. This was the area that we found the contamination. So that's something that's very important for us to follow up with.
Okay, I will do that. Hey, what's going on with the Cattlemen's Convention? What goes on there?
You know, that's a great question, Bob. They do it every year down in Marco Island, and they come together. They do a lot of things there. One of they raise money for the Cattlemen's PAC and to be able to support their local charities and local philanthropic efforts. But they also work on what type of research projects need to be ongoing to continue to help the beef industry thrive here in the state of Florida. And they are thriving. We've got well over 900,000 head of cattle in the state of Florida. And so they're doing a great job, but they go down and then they have classrooms for several days, depending on what your topic is. Could be anything from growing out your cattle to breeding to selling. And obviously, fresh from Florida should have a very large impact on that because this beef is grown in Florida. We want to make sure people are buying locally. But they spend, I think it's 4 days there doing that, and a little bit of R&R. They get, you know, they're right there by the water. They get to go fishing, and the ones that want to, and things of that nature. So it's a good getaway. It's a good catch up. It's a good week to make sure that they're bringing the research projects that we're going to go forward with for the next few years, and making sure that we've got a keen eye on what's going on in our beef industry. As you know, a few years ago we banned fake meat, you know, in the state of Florida from being sold. I saw a report yesterday that Texas now has banned fake meat in Texas also. And, you know, it's something that's very important. But by working with our cattlemen, not only do we, you know, those type of ideals surface very quickly, but, again, not letting foreign enemies buy agriculture land here in the state of Florida. Those are some of the type of conventions where these ideas come from.
Okay, last question. Pick one thing out of the state budget, like the best thing for ag that's in that budget.
I think there's short-term and long-term things. I'm going to focus on the long-term thing right now today. The state budget has $250 million in it to buy easements on agriculture land under the Rural and Family Lands Act. Every time, you know, as you know, my time in the as Commissioner of Agriculture, we started at 56,000 acres 2 years ago. Today we have over 225,000 acres. So we're very proud of our accomplishment, but we have millions of acres to go. These are willing sellers. I'm very proud. When we buy those development rights, there will be no development in that property in perpetuity. I'm very proud of that, and I think it's very important for the long-term sustainability of the state of Florida and the wildlife corridor, which I championed, to make sure that we continue to protect that area.
Yeah, great stuff, very important stuff. And we always appreciate your time. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, take care.
You too, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.